everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making very small, tiny tandoori rotis, and then we're going to stuff them with a filling which is going to have some beef stew, little tiny pieces of beef stew, shredded and boiled potatoes and bell peppers. So let's get started. So for our tandoori rotis, well, first thing what we want to do is you want to warm up about 3/4 cup of milk, and into that we're going to be adding half a teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of sugar and 1.5 or half a teaspoon of yeast. We're going to do is we're just going to combine this and we're going to just let it rest on the side so it can start fermenting. And with this process, what happens is it just, the dough gets a head start. So it's gonna start fermenting, and then when we do put it in our flour, it's gonna start fermenting quicker than if we would have added everything separately. So in my bowl here, I have 4 cups of white flour. To that, we're gonna be adding 1 stick of butter, which measures to 8 tablespoons of butter, or 1/2 cup of butter, or 1/4 pound of butter. I know my videos are seen all over the world, and that's why I'm giving the different measurements of the butter. And then we're gonna be using 1 egg, pinch of salt, and then we're gonna be using the oil just when we bind the dough and when we're gonna let it rest. We're just gonna spread some on top of it. We're also going to be using about 1 cup to 1.5 cup of water, depending on how much we need to bind the dough. I've got some white sesame seeds here and some parsley flakes, dried parsley flakes, that we're gonna use just for garnishing. So let's get started. And then we're also gonna be using about 2 tablespoons of butter that we will be putting it on top of our rotis when they are done. And this will just, you know, help keep our rotis really nice and moist and soft. So let's get started. So into our flour, so let's get started here. Into our flour goes our 1 stick of room temperature butter. And I'm just gonna go ahead and add the egg in there. Okay, and I'm gonna go ahead and add our salt in there. And the salt can just be just enough for how much you would want it to taste. So as you can see, I would like the yeast to be fermenting more, but just because we're doing it for a video, I'm just gonna go ahead and throw it in. That means it's just gonna take longer for it to poof up. So in goes my milk and yeast mixture. And now we're just gonna mix everything together. These tandoori rotis are, if you follow it step to step, according to all the ingredients, this is the only recipe you're ever gonna need to make tandoori rotis or even naans. You can use it for just about anything, really. You can make buns from this flour or this dough. It's really a versatile dough. I just love it. This is my mom's recipe, so thanks, Mom. And she makes it every time. It turns out amazing. So now what I'm going to do is I just have about 1 cup of warm water, and we're not gonna add it all together. We're just gonna add it little by little, because I think we might be just be able to get away with just a 3/4 cup of water and not even the whole cup.
Okay, And so that's how really you want to do it. If you have a mixer, you want to use a mixer, go ahead and use a mixer if you want. I just make this by hand and it just goes so fast that kind of feel like don't want to haul the big mixer out to do it. So, and you can see how quickly our dough is coming together. Now, the other thing also I would say is the softer your dough, the more pillowy, soft rotis you're gonna have. So if you're gonna have a dough that's gonna be a little bit too stiff, your rotis are gonna come out stiff. So the softer you can try and knead this dough, the better it is. And then what we're gonna, and then I exactly used 3/4 cup. So, but like I said, depending on what flour you're using, you know, you might be adjusting your water input into these rotis. Okay. So do you see how sticky this dough has become? And which is perfect. I love the dough where it's nice and soft, so it's not thick or it's not stiff. All right. I'm just gonna bind it to where it leaves my bowl clean. And that's how I know that dough is nicely kneaded. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is just take our oil, and you can use canola or you can also use olive oil if you want. I'm just gonna give it a good covering so it doesn't dry off and keeps the dough really nice and soft. Okay, this video is also available in Gujarati, so if any of you out there want to watch this in Gujarati, it is available. Now what we're gonna do is basically just cover this up and we're gonna let it puff until it is double in size. Oh, my cling wrap just wants to stick to each other. Okay. So I think we're gonna come back after about half an hour, depending on how long it's gonna take for it to puff. Now it is extremely, extremely cold here in Minnesota. We have record lows, and so it is gonna take a while for this dough to rise. Now if it was summer, it would probably take about 15 minutes for it to rise. So when we come back, we're gonna start making these tandoori rotis. So for this dough here, I'm just gonna take it, and then we're gonna make So for our really tiny, tiny tandoori rotis, we're just gonna make these as big as a tennis ball. We're gonna make them as big as a golf ball. And we're just gonna make the rounds just like so. When I get done, I'm gonna show you how we're gonna cook these up on my griddle here. Ayan ho, maripuri jam jati nani nani rotli ne mani nai kichu. Have a atame, my pass electric chair. Oh shoot, stop. So here we've got all our rotis rolled up, and they're tiny little rotis here, and we're gonna put them in the electrical skillet that I have here. You can use any skillet that you like. So I'm just gonna go ahead and complete making our little rotis here. And while those are baking up here, I am gonna show you a quick filling that we're gonna do here. So for the filling, and I'm still gonna be going back and forth to our rotis here so I don't burn them. Okay, to the filling here, we're gonna use, I took some beef stew, and I just marinated that in ginger, garlic, soy sauce, onion powder, and salt, and just let it cook up. And I just put a tad bit of tandoori masala in there. All right. Okay. I'm just gonna grab my stick of butter here. And the reason why I'm just gonna add a little bit of butter on it is so that once the rotis are done, I'm not gonna serve them up right away. So this is gonna make sure that it's gonna stay nice and moist for me. All right, so as they come out, just like so, I'm just gonna start putting them on a plate, like just like that. They should like really pop up. See? I'm gonna get the other side, and you don't have to put too much on there. Just a little bit will go a long way. All right, I'm just gonna throw some more of them on the grill, and then we'll go ahead and make the stuffing. Okay, so now here I have about a cup of that just beef. You can use chicken if you want. To that, I'm gonna add just boiled and mashed potato. And I've got about 4 potatoes in here. To that, I'm gonna go ahead and add some bell peppers. And then I'm gonna go ahead and add freshly chopped up coriander. To that, I'm gonna go ahead and add cayenne, as much or as little as you like. Okay, just turn these over real quick. And you can make them ahead of time if you want. Just splash of a little bit of salt, and just a little splash of citric acid. Right, I'm gonna mix all this together. I'm gonna finish up my little rotis here. Once they're done, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna show you how we're gonna stuff this with this really, really yummy mix of potato and meat. So basically here, I've got my potato and meat mixture ready, and I've got my little tortillas ready here, or tandoori rotis ready. So basically what we're gonna do is we're just gonna start stuffing these with the potato mixture, just like so. Okay. All right, what I really like to do is just like to add a little bit of, just add a little toothpick on there, just like so. It really doesn't need too much filling in there. because the filling is pretty spicy. Just moving it through just like that. So here we go. We have stuffed pitas, stuffed naans, stuffed mini rotis, whatever, however you want to call it. They're stuffed, they're mini, they're great, they're delicious. And look at the end result here. Homemade rotis. You can be very creative as far as what kind of filling you want to put in. But we did the beef, and then we did some the potatoes and the capsicums, or the bell peppers and the fresh fresh cilantro. And it looks, smells, and I'm sure tastes absolutely delicious. So, giving this a try. So delicious. I'm sorry I'm speaking with my mouth full here, but if only you could try these. They are absolutely soft and delicious. And I put a little bit more cayenne in it, a little bit more salt in it, a little bit of citric acid in it. Reason is because, you know, the you want the rotis to have the flavor. And by having a stronger filling flavor inside, it basically just makes a whole flavor of the bread really, really good. This is a great lunchbox item. So people who are looking, mothers, moms, you're looking for ideas to make your kids for lunch, amazing, amazing. This would go great with like tamarind chutneys, green chutney. I mean, I can go on and on, but these are amazingly awesome. So please give it a try. Subscribe if you haven't done so. Really important, because a lot more great videos coming every week. Keep in touch with me. Send me comments, questions on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. So please keep in touch with me. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. Thank you then, friends.